give God glory in their house today. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me.
Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. I'm glad to be back on the air. I have been utilizing my time trying to take care of my health. It has been a battle. For all of those out there who deal with chronic illnesses, keep your head up, keep going. Jesus is there to help you through your struggle, to help you with your pain, to help you in any situation. Even if it's not a chronic situation, life is a chronic situation. And this show is about Jesus being there. This is the actual Gospel House Reigns, and I'm going to call it, Do You Know the Power of His Name? Do you know the power in the name of Jesus? It is just not a name that says He's powerful because of what He did. It is actual a living weapon. The name of Jesus. When you're in a situation, you can call His name out loud. Jesus, 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 help me. And He will appear. But we can't just think about Him. We have to call on Him. Call Him. His job when He came into heaven was to take care of us. That's why He tells us, don't worry about anything. I will take care of everything. And anything you ask of me in my name, I will do. Because whatever He asks from the Father, he gets because of his obedience. It is such a win-win situation that we don't utilize as Christians. It is our most powerful tool to combat poverty, depression, oppression, all of those isms in this world, all those things that are here to keep us down and make us feel less than human. Well, Jesus is here to let you know that they make me feel the same way, and I've overcome it. So don't you worry about it. Call my name in the situation. Actually, call my name. You have to use the name Jesus. There's no other name more powerful. You have a superhero. We all have, you know, we all watch all this fantasy stuff in movies and things, but we have a living superhero. Try calling him. You know, when I'm in the house, my memory is really bad because of all the medication that I'm on. But when I'm in the house and I lose things, I actually say Jesus knows and Jesus shows. And I sit for a moment and it always appears. He always shows me where it is. He will guide your every step if you will consult with him. Consult with him. Jesus, should I go left or right? Jesus, should I do this? Jesus, what should I do? Talk to him about your every. But through Christ. Oh, everybody, really realize the power of the name. If you're somewhere and you need help, any kind of help, any kind of help, there's nothing that our Savior cannot do. I am a living witness to that. He's brought me through a lot of rough stuff. I'm still in some rough stuff, but he's brought me through a lot of rough stuff. And I am confident. I have blessed assurance that he's going to keep on keeping on for me. Because he loves me that much. And so does the Father. Everybody, we are going to jump into the Word now. I want you to grab your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, I want everyone to be going to jhom.org and download the free smartphone app. On this app is a full-length Bible. Until we can get the rest of the content on there, get in there and know you have a Bible at your fingertips. It's very important when you need a quick reference of what to do. You need to know what the Bible says. That's how you combat the enemy with the actual Word of God. So we need to know what that word is. This week, we are going to be coming from John, the 14th chapter. And it's going to be the 1st through the 14th verse. John 14, 1 through 14 is the reading. I encourage you to read all of John. Of the 14th chapter of John. Keep going. Keep going. It's packed with promises of the Holy Spirit. Of really letting you know what you have. This comes from the disciples were with Jesus. And this is when the disciples were learning that Jesus was going to go away. He was going to be crucified. And he had to leave them. And imagine having Jesus with you all the time, that constant reassurance that everything was going to be okay. It's like how, you know, you're going to go, he's saying, I'm going somewhere to prepare a place for you. And where are you going? Let me read. So this is the interaction between Jesus and his disciples. Starting at John, he comforts his disciples. They were very upset at this point about him leaving them. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it was not so, would I have not told you that I'm going through it? Would I have told you that I'm going to there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going? Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how do we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. From now on, you do know him and have seen him because you have cast your eyes onto Christ. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show me the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than those, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, I want to read on a little more, because if you love me and my commandments, and I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them and show myself to them. Everybody, it's very important. Jesus is saying, if you love me, you know that I'm in God and God is in me. That you have seen God and witnessed God because of your relationship with Christ. If Christ has showed up and done anything for you in your life, you know God intimately. What he's saying is that now go out. You have the same power to do the works that Jesus was doing on this earth. Because he's in you. He's with you. That's why I said go to him and let him tell you what to do every day. You will be amazed at what you're able to accomplish in the name of Jesus. I accomplish everyday things in the name of Jesus. It don't matter what you need. Jesus is there and will provide for you. That's his job. When he died on that cross, obediently, he didn't want to. When he was obedient to the cross, his reward was us, to care for us and take care of us forever and ever. And that's what he wants to do. Don't let his death be in vain by never calling out his name. He said, I will say I never knew you. In front of the Father at Judgment Day. Don't want to hear those words. Get to know Jesus. Call his name. Use his name. Scream his name. And guess what? It is time for the musical part of the show. And this is the Gospel House Rain. So I have about a 40-minute mix. And the name of the mix is Not Ashamed of the Name Mix. In this mix, I want you to start thinking about the glorious, powerful gift that we have just uttering the name of Jesus. Now, we have put it in a mix and imagine dancing around and exactly how many blessings can rain down because you're asking, praising, and acknowledging Christ, the Savior, and our Lord, our Father, the great I Am. checking is listening to the message. Is because it's a ministry in itself, and I pretty much just told you what the message is going to be. So let's get up, everybody. Let's scream the name of Jesus and make some things happen in this world. Here we go. Let's get up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
Ooh. Sister Poochie, giving you hit after gospel hit.
with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor!
Jesus.
Poochie.
We need to feel the light. Give me the strength to make it through the day. Because without your strength, I would surely be lost in this life. And that's why I have to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because now I feel it. Yeah, I can feel it. From my head down to my toes.
is Sister Poochie. And here we go.
To turn it on, no need to worry.
Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at JHOM.org.
Yeah.
the world of Sister Poochie.
Yes, God's got all those things, and you can have it through, too, through His Son, Christ. Everybody, I hope you got totally immersed, totally submerged in that mix. Everybody, we're here to glorify God and glorify Christ, and God gets so much glory when we give glory to His Son. Whenever you need some power and a power mix, a power boost, re-listen to that mix. Call on Jesus' name. Call on Him. Use His name. He will come. He will come. And before we roll out of here, I just want to give a big shout out to the top five countries that are out. United States. United States is number one. India is number two. Canada is number three. Germany pulling up at number four, Nigeria pulling up in number five. And I want to tell you, I want to thank everybody who listens, because just if you don't mix the top five, it depends on your percentages, doesn't mean it doesn't show up on the map. So we want to give a shout out to the United Kingdom. We want to get a shout out to Portugal. We want to get a shout out to, Kenya. Let's go ahead and give a shout out to Pakistan. You know, let's give a shout out to Myanmar. And I knew I pronounced that wrong. M-A-M-Y-A-N-M-A-R. You know, I'm going to get an education doing the work of God. All right, everybody. Let's give a shout out to Japan. All right. And on and on and on and on. So continue. We love the support. Continue to share the link. Let's spread the word of God. Let's spread that hope and love that comes with being believers. And let's go out and make some more disciples. Okay, I'm signing off. Until the next time, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Don't forget to read John 14 chapter. I want you to read the entire 14th chapter of John. If you have any questions, you want to discuss it further, that's what the ministry is here for. JHOMORG1@gmail.com. Let's talk about God. All right? Everybody, let's roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. Oh.